1027 Business with Michael Avery.
South Africa's non-farm payroll data today saw that the unemployment crisis is actually just getting worse. Total employment decreased by 86,000 or 0.9% quarter on quarter from 9.652 million in March to 9.566 million in the June quarter, largely due to big decreases in community services, manufacturing, construction, electricity, business services, and really it doesn't make for pretty reading at all. It's national crisis number one, and to talk about it, I'm joined now by Vukani Ngati, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Accenture in Africa. He was appointed as a Commissioner for the Presidential Commission on the Fourth Industrial Revolution back in 2019. And Vukani, welcome. You wrote in the Business Day recently that after the violence, we need a big new national rebuild plan. A big part of that involves leadership. As we near the end of the year, how has the leadership role changed in South Africa?
Well, I think, Michael, my point of view is that we should build a new breed of leaders, leaders who care about what's going on in our nation, who are focused not just in just themselves and their businesses, but are worried about the national well-being of our country. And I think, you know, we saw in July what sort of problems we could actually have as a nation if we don't deal specifically with the leadership challenge. And the leadership I'm talking about is the one that's trusted by the majority of its people, is the one that is truthful in terms of execution on the mandate that is given by its people, but also most importantly is the leadership that talks less and delivers more. I really think that we have got to focus significantly on this issue. And by the way, the last point I was going to say is that we need to lead a leadership that is not waiting on Pretoria to provide. A leadership that is ready to stand and create the pact that our president talks about a lot, that is willing to join forces with government, with civil society, private business, and take up the challenge of fixing our economy, of fixing our nation. We cannot stand back and wait for this to happen to us or to be done by someone else. It's up to us to do it.
I love that attitude of not standing back. And ultimately, it is in that spirit of Tumamina that the president invoked back in his earlier State of the Nation addresses here. If you to single out two of the most significant challenges that leadership will need to address to ensure a more sustainable economic future for the country, what would you say those are?
Well, I say trust is the biggest deficit we have as a nation. I mean, our people don't trust leadership. You know, and as a result of that, people are willing to, are okay to do whatever because they are not trusting of the leadership. The second point, which is absolutely critical, Michael, is to get the rest of the population of South Africa to be actively engaged and to be involved in shaping the future of this country. Right now, we've got too many South Africans who are on the periphery, who are either waiting for the next pension grant or the next grant to feed their children. And I think this is a phenomenon which is very, very dangerous for our young democracy. And I think we've got to deal with this issue of getting the majority of South Africans to be active participants in our economy and to have pride in what they do, because without pride, without sense of connectedness to our economy, people are okay to loot. People are okay to destroy infrastructure because it does not belong to them. I use that in inverted commas. But you can see that unless we create emotional connects with the facilities and amenities that we have as a country, with the people who live and work the infrastructure, we run the risk of actually losing the majority of what we have.
It's such an important point because I picked up that sense of hopelessness in the recent looting and riots, how easy it was for many people who don't see a future, who don't feel invested, who feel bypassed by the current system. And I want to touch on your earlier point here of trust. Ethical leadership surely must be at the foundation of that, because without ethical leadership, you see corruption and that erodes trust. So we really need to focus here on recalibrating an ethical leadership and that kind of culture. How do we do that?
Well, you are right. Ethical leadership is at the center of being trusted. We operate in various spheres, but when you are unethical, many people cannot associate that with trust. And number two, unethical leadership breeds very, very poor behaviors, which we have seen, you know, in our country. And I think this is one thing that we have to read of our nation. You ask the question, how do we deal with it? I think that the commission of inquiry that was set up and that's been unearthing a lot of issues in South Africa is the first step. But we need to bring people to book. And there must be consequences, you know, to unethical leadership. But I think there is a step beyond that, Michael, which is about building the right type of a leader. You know, leaders are built, I believe, and leaders are taught to do the right thing, even when there is no one watching. And I think fundamentally in our country, we have got to up the ante on teaching, you know, ethical leadership to our people and sharing with them how this can be done. I mean, many organizations, including my own, which I lead, we pride ourselves with being ethical in what we do. We do not steal, we do not take brown or give brown envelopes. We focus on doing the right thing as a people and as such as a company. We should breed this type of a leader across the board in our nation and make sure that our people live ethically, and this is the right thing to do. So yeah. I really believe that's where we should focus.
And that helps foster that trust between the public and the private sector. We certainly need that in order to foster economic growth. The other side of the challenge that you sketched earlier is obviously unemployment. And there are many ways that you can view that in this country through competitiveness, through skills, perhaps. Do we have so much as a jobs crisis, or do we have a skills crisis? You know, if we had the right skills, surely we could find more employment opportunities for those skills. How do you view the unemployment crisis and what we need to do to overcome it?
Well, I think the unemployment crisis in our country is structural. And that is the issue that you've got to tackle head on. You know, the reality is our country has had a terrible past, and we have got to focus on rebuilding the right sort of skills in our nation that would be employable for the future. And that's very important. That's the first point. The second point, Michael, is that I think there is a lot of work that's been done currently by various people in our country, but in their own little corners, in their own little spaces. I myself, I'm doing through Accenture a lot of initiatives which focuses on skills development in the country. But the reality is that the impact that I'm making is a drop in the ocean. I think we need to come together as a nation, because unemployment is a national crisis, so we cannot deal, therefore, with it on an individual basis. We need to step back, create a forum in our country which deals with unemployment as a national crisis, and we must treat it that way. Then we have to come up with a common strategy of how we're going to deal with it, figure out where can we create competitiveness of South Africa in the world, because I really think that we have everything going for this country. We need imagination to actually unlock it. And we need to decide which skills are we going to grow deliberately so in order to be competitive in the global stage. I still say that we have a skills issue in the country. If we fix the skills issue in our nation, I believe that unemployment will significantly dwindle. Well, and the last point, Michael, let me add this. The economy, the backbone of the economy is business. Big business together with small, medium enterprises is the backbone of the economy. I think COVID has dealt a significant blow in SMMEs. You walk around, everywhere you go, shops have closed down, etc., impacting significantly negatively on the economy. This is another area of focus that we've got to deal with, because fixing the supply side of the skills is not good enough. We must also fix the side of this of the economy so that we can get this on equilibrium.
Now, and we've spoken about this in the past, Vikani, we probably are world champions like the Springboks at planning. We're not very good at executing those plans. And we saw over the weekend, if the Springboks do start to execute their plans, we can take on the very best in the world. I mean, that game could have gone either way. So what in effect would constitute a proper plan that in real and practical terms could be executed to extricate South Africa from the mess that we find ourselves in today?
So in my mind, it's not easy, Michael. So let me just start there. Let's not downplay this, because it's a complex issue to solve. But the first thing that we need to be clear about is, what skills do we need to build in this nation, okay, in order for us to be competitive with the rest of the globe, number one. Number two, we've got to look at our policies from a competitiveness standpoint. I think some of our policies as a nation are the inhibitors of growth in this space, where we have build policies that are not pro-growth or that are not pro-South Africa being competitive in the global stage. And I think we need to deal decisively on that. And then the third point is the one that I mentioned earlier, that we need to come together. You know, we cannot solve the unemployment crisis or the skills development crisis in separate little spaces. We've got to make it a national priority. We've got to come together to solve as a whole, build a common strategy that the business and government, civil society and the likes sign up to, and then we must act. I dream of a country, Michael, which has got, in the tech space where I'm in, I think we can compete with the world. I think we have an opportunity here where we can build capacity in this country, which we can utilize for our own services that we need to deliver in this country, but we can also sell them to other nations. We can sell them at the competitive rate because we've got everything here in this country, from an infrastructure, capability, skills, the right brains, the right people, the works. But we need to be able to imagine it in order to build it.
And that really is why it boils down to leadership, because you can't sit back and, as you said earlier, wait for Pretoria to act. As business, I think collectively, Business Unity South Africa, we've seen so much good come through the crisis, and B4SA as well, galvanizing the private sector to deliver when we really needed it most. And let's use this opportunity to tackle our unemployment and skills crisis with the same vigor and urgency. Vikani, that's why I always love chatting to you, because you are not sitting back and waiting. You are taking the lead, and we wish you every success and support you in your endeavors to build a more prosperous South Africa. I mean, that's really a vision that we can all rally around, but we're going to have to leave it there. As always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.